You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Hello, Alice. Nice to have you back in the studio.
I know, I miss you guys. Every time I am away, and then I feel like a longing. There is a longing, and then I sing Wuthering Heights in my head, and
Beautiful.
Think about us all frolicking in a.
You would have loved last week. Rosetta on Halloween came in as Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights video.
Wow,
it was very spectacular.
As the video,
the very much the red version with the rose in the hair. It was
gorgeous.
Great.
Yeah. We could dress like that every day.
We could. There's nothing stopping us. Exactly. There is nothing stopping us.
Like, my gosh, I am eccentric. I do live in the theatre. So, anyway, sorry. Absolutely sidetrack.
Love a little sidetrack tangent. But we are not alone in the studio. Alice, would you like to introduce our lovely guests today?
It is my pleasure to introduce the team that is bringing you Rehab, which is a show opening at the Basement Theatre this week. We've got Elizabeth Craycroft and Richard Lambert joining us. Welcome to the show, Rich and Elizabeth.
Hello.
You're
Good morning.
So this show, great premise, Rehab. And I say great, and I'm not just like great as in like juicy. This is a show which is exploring the lived experiences in many cases of the cast of rehabilitation. So Elizabeth, this is your baby that you've been nursing over. This is the you originally had seasons at the Covert Theatre in Ponsonby, and now you're at the Basement Theatre. Talk to us about what propelled this work to have its life.
Yeah, so basically I came into recovery 14 years ago as a 24-year-old uni student at AUT. And I always felt that there was a lot of like misunderstanding and like misconceptions about addiction and what mm-hmm. that means. And I really wanted to create a show that could humanize people that deal with substance abuse disorder.
Absolutely.
And I think that like with rehab, the whole premise of it, it's a devised dark comedy drama.
Ooh,
so we
this.
Wanted to use comedy and stuff to make the message more palatable. And the premise is like the audience is kind of like, I guess, a fly on the wall within the rehab, and they get to observe like all the goings on and the mishaps and the deeper moments and the crap they talk about and just all the human moments.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, this is the thing, isn't it, that often the tactic, whether that's in policy or politics or rhetoric, public rhetoric, is to dehumanize those that are on a journey.
100%.
It's striking that you have a cast of 16 performers in the work. Rich, you're playing one of the characters. Talk to us a little about what your experience has been coming in to be a performer in this show.
Look, it's been an amazing experience. I'm really enjoying it. We've got a huge bunch of people that really represent all sorts of different people from society. We've got lawyers, we've got film directors, we've got primary school teachers.
Amazing.
We've got VIP hotel managers turned call centre manager, which is me, my character, Gay Gav.
Yes. Talk to us about Gay Gav. What's Gay Gav? What's
well,
his
Gay,
story?
Gay Gav is gay.
Yeah, okay, great.
And
shocker,
his name is
spoiler
Gavin.
Alert.
Yeah.
And he's in rehab because his alcoholism has really stolen everything that he values in his life, and he's in recovery like everybody there to get back on track and to take his life in a better direction, to find some peace within himself.
Elizabeth, talk to me about that experience as someone who was on your sober journey of sobriety, to step into this sort of space. You know, folks like myself that don't have experience of that, lived experience of that, might go, oh, isn't that going to be hard and triggering for you? But like, what has that experience been like to come into contact with this process?
It's actually been like really therapeutic to get a bunch of folk that aren't necessarily in recovery and have them embrace this concept so wholeheartedly.
Totally.
And also just want to learn about it in terms of devising their own characters and stuff and make it really authentic. So I think for me, I mean, granted, it has been a wee while since I got sober, so I definitely think that kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, and also just the audience responses as well, like people learning stuff, people kind of walking away with more insight about this topic, and although struggling that have maybe gone to a meeting afterwards. I've heard of times of that happening too, which is just so rad that we can actually...
It's amazing when art really does have a direct relationship to community and to people's experiences, because I think there is often a lot of conversation conversation when people get a bit cynical in the industry about can anything actually affect anything, and it, of course it can, but it's very easy, I think, for people working in creative spaces to forget that that relationship is totally real, you know, between yourself and the people that come and see your work. So what an amazing experience to have.
Now, we were talking before about the setup at the Basement. The Basement is a great intimate theatre to perform in and to be an audience in. Rich, for you, what is it about being in the Basement that you're looking most forward to in this season? You've got five shows, if I'm not mistaken.
We've got five fabulous shows. Tuesday to Saturday. And I love the intimacy of the Basement because the way that it's sorted and organised, it's as though the audience is in the counselling session.
Yeah, amazing.
They're in the rehab treatment facility. They're right there in the characters' lives. They're going to be exposed to all the rawness, the realness, the humour, the sadness, all the mixture, and they really get into it, and they get absorbed in it.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, you, you're a member of the Covert sort of whānau, which is an improvisation, Wade Jackson, who runs a really illustrious program of improv. It's a whole lot of different styles. Is improv your sort of background? Is that sort of your performer sort of identity as a performer?
Yeah, the fabulous Wade Jackson, yes, at the Covert Theatre. I would say, yes, improv is a big part of my life now. I really got into it during COVID. Always been involved in acting right since I was a student right here at Auckland University, long ago, and it's all come back around with improv, and it's such a treat to be able to use that and to bring that skill into something that's a work that's so meaningful and important, and it can make a difference, and it can help people, and I know that's for Liz is so important.
Gorgeous. So Liz, who should come to this show? Like, you know, what's the call to action for folks who might be interested in this but are like maybe a bit nervous to come forward? What would you say?
Yeah, I'd first of all say that the show is really, really funny. It's really real.
Awesome.
And I think that the dark comedy aspect comes from the truth of the characters basically being in this like really closed sardine can environment that is rehab with no internet access to the outside world. And I think that there's a real opportunity to connect to all different characters because we have such a wide range of intersections. We have a whole cohort of like younger characters, which I personally feel really passionate about from getting sober young. Older characters, we have, you know, for me this season, it's been really important to talk about have characters that represent different intersections of marginalisation, such as race, sexuality, gender, socioeconomic, and also other mental health disabilities.
Yeah.
So I think that it creates a little bit more of a smorgasbord of you know, things that you can really like sink into and have a good time and just feel like you're one of us and you're in rehab with us and we'd love to welcome you.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, so Rehab's on at the Basement Theatre this week, opening tonight. I think you guys are close to full, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You're full. So you've only got an extra four more nights to catch it. It's a choose what you can pay model as well. So that is really critical here, that go online, you can choose the kind of tiered model of what you can afford. I'm going to be going to the show this week. I'm really looking forward to checking it out, this live experience, and look forward to seeing you guys in action. Thank you very much.
Thanks all of you. Have a fantastic season.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.